Our money would sit in the Siemens of San Francisco until it turned into millions, and no one would ever spend it. We were in for the long haul. There was a bus there with a robot driver named Phil. My name's Phil, I'm over the hill, but the best news is that I never spill, he said. He smelled like lightning, and there were all sorts of discordant clicking sounds coming from deep in his guts. Old Phil's dead now. Dumped in the train and robot graveyard with God alone knows how many others. But they've got enough mechanized help to finish what they've started, I'm sure. Dick fainted when we came out on Thunderclap's side, but by the time we could see the lights of the compound, he'd come around again. Tanya had his head in her lap, and I remember how gratefully he was looking up at her. It's funny what you remember, isn't it? They checked us in at the gate, assigned us our dorms, assigned us our suites, saw that we were fed, and a damned fine meal it was. The first of many. The next day we went to work, and, barring my little vacation in Connecticut, we've been working ever since. Another pause. Then, God help us. We've been working ever since. And God forgive us. Most of us have been happy. Because the only thing talent wants is to be used. 9. He tells them of his first few shifts in the study and his realization, not gradual but almost immediate, that they are not here to search out spies or read the thoughts of Russian scientists, or any of that space shot nonsense, as Dinky would say. Not that Dinky was there at first, although Shimi was. No. What they are doing is breaking something.